This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. They should have had Bo Matthews do the intro for that song, don't you think? Bo, you'd have been great at that.
I would agree with that 100%, my brother. Absolutely.
Getting on the CB radio, we got us a convoy. Welcome in. It's Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Happy to be back with you this weekend. The weather has turned out beautifully, and just about can't believe it's the middle of August, and we're not all dying and on hell's front porch. What do you think, Bo?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you just said that. I agree, though. And you know what? Actually, it's been so cool. I haven't been able to get in my cold pool. I don't do the cold plunge thing. I'm just talking about my little above ground redneck pool, which I love. This week I haven't been in it at all. And my wife's like, are we going to take this down? I'm like, no, we're going to get warm again, so we'll be back in it.
Yeah. Come the middle of September when it's 100 degrees again, we'll be remembering this fondly, won't we?
So the reason we brought up we played Convoy is because I'm doing my part of the show over CB Radio. Go ahead, Breaker 19.
Breaker 19, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm kidding. But you know what's funny, though, that this situation came up. We're having technical difficulties, but by the miracle of cell phones, I can talk to you guys. That just yesterday, before I go there, I want to ask you, Mark and
yes,
Carl.
Yes.
On a percentage scale, what would you say you are prepped? You know what I mean? Like a prepper. What would you say you are ready for, whatever, on a scale of 1 to 100?
Oh, to 100?
1 to 100. Like, I'd say 30%,
oh,
maybe.
I have a kit. So 80.
Yeah, but
80. Ooh, 80.
Wow.
Good boy.
No, okay. I'm not that confident in
it. I have a kit.
I think I could get by for a couple of weeks. I mean, need be. But not beyond that. I don't have the ability to collect rainwater. I know people do that, and they've got... You know, they've got root cellars with a bunch of food stuffed in it. I don't have that. I mean, I think I'm a long way from what you'd call a prepper.
Well, okay. And that's shocking because you gave me a book recommendation for anybody that loves to read called One Second After. And it's actually the first of a trilogy by the author is William Fortune. And I got to tell you, Mark, I ordered some prepper food. The Costco had a deal, so I had some shipped to me. So yesterday, I'm kind of going through, just the things that I've got set aside. And I came across a CB radio. Actually, I have a CB radio because I thought, you know what? If these phones go down, and I'm not trying to freak anybody out, but you know what? If phones go down, guess what? CB radio, you'll have one other person to talk to. I can tell you that.
Bo Matthews. So,
yeah, and I'll be able to talk to the truckers.
Breaker 19.
They don't have those
19.
Anymore.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, they do. They do have them.
They do?
They do.
Yeah. There's some. I wonder if there's an app for a CB radio. Somebody needs to come up with that. But anyway, I'd say I'm right there with Carl, as far as, trying to just you got to be prepared for anything. I was never a Boy Scout. But let me just say this. This is the reason I brought this up. Is years ago, back in 2011, I bought some survival food, you know, because times were tough, you know, or times are always tough. Anyway, it was created in August of 2011. So I've gone 13 years without having to go to that resource. So for anybody that's bought prepper food, I hope you've wasted your money. I hope I've wasted my money.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
But you never know.
Well, it was my wife started this back in, remember July of 2007 when the power went out? Ameren went out for like a week and they didn't have every, my wife said, this is never going to happen to us again. So that's why we have the kit and we have jugs of water, potable water, and we have a preparation for this thanks to the power going out.
Well,
so long ago.
When we moved recently, I discovered in the basement some boxes of some canned food that we had set aside a long time ago. But then I started looking at the cans, and it had all expired. So you can't depend on that. If you did it 15 years ago and you put canned food back, you probably need to check on that. But the book you mentioned, and we'll just mention it again, 1 second after, is eye-opening. I really recommend it for your reading list because it's a trilogy. I think there are three books in the series. And the foreword is by Newt Gingrich, who was part of the original report on how well the United States was prepared, the military, in the event of an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, which is set off by a thermonuclear explosion in the atmosphere, right? It would kill this radio station, among other things. It would kill anything with an electronic circuit board in
it. Like your phone.
Your phone, your modern car, any of that would cease to function, right? Gas pumps, ATMs, all of it is going to cease to function. Every car on the road, for the most part, unless you're driving a real antique, is going to shut down on you. This story set out just outside of Asheville, North Carolina, in a fairly small town. And how quickly people resort to tribalism is amazing, and how quickly the population starts to die off because food's not being delivered, medicine can't be refrigerated. It's shocking to read, but if you think about it, if there was a major earthquake in the greater St. Louis area, you could go 4 or 5 days or longer without resources and food and water, because the grocery store is going to run out immediately, and they get resupplied every third day or so, and the trucks won't be able to get to them, and you've got to be prepared, at least in the short term, for something like that. Maybe not an EMP, but some sort of natural disaster like an earthquake.
Well, to that point, Mark, though, Newt Gingrich and even the author said that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when something like this could happen. It could be 100 years from now, I don't know, but it is possible. I mean, just look at the times where we've all lost cell signal in the last, several months, or, weird things happen. So I will tell you, I should just send you my receipt, my credit card, because I bought some Miracle Straws, so you can turn any kind of mucky water into drinking water. Ammo, you got to get some ammo. It's just something to keep in your mind. Like you said, even scratch out the whole World War thing. Let's think about, just an earthquake that they've been threatening for years. It's just, I don't know. It's something to think about. And I appreciate you, and yet I curse you about offering me to read these books. The second one is 1 year after. So it's 1 second after, 1 year after. I got the other one here. It's called The Final Day. And it's a dystopian type of experience. I mean, you mentioned medicines like, God forbid, insulin. It has to be chilled. But, mental health medicines and just everything. It's just
a lot of crazy people running around is what you're saying, right? Because they can't get their meds.
Well, they already are. Yeah, exactly.
That has nothing to do with the book.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. So, Bo, this week, I don't know how much attention you paid to the national news, but there was a big story about this governor from Minnesota who's been selected as the vice presidential candidate for Kamala Harris. And the issue of stolen valor. I don't know if you found that or not, but the issue was he was in the Minnesota National Guard, and he's told the story ever since he left that he attained a certain rank. And even went to a combat zone and was in war, and neither of those two things are true, and it's made a lot of veterans very angry. I think we've got part of the sound here, Carl.
I'm a retired command sergeant major.
Retired command sergeant major in the Guard.
And they said, this is Congressman Walls. He's a retired sergeant major in the Army.
Retired command sergeant major.
Retired sergeant major in the Army.
Retired sergeant major.
He is a retired sergeant major. He's not a retired command sergeant major because he got the promotion, but he didn't complete the paperwork or the training.
He wasn't there long enough to achieve that command.
So when he retired, he was retired as a sergeant major and not a command sergeant major. But he's built his political career through Congress and now the governorship on the fact that he was a command sergeant major and that he served overseas. But all the people that worked with him, this is like a swift boat thing with John Kerry. They've all come forward and they're angry that he's claiming what they say is stolen valor. Any reaction to that?
100%, because I'm a military brat and I'm a father of a military girl. Yeah, and what's ironic is, yes, I keep my nose in these stories because these people could eventually be our leaders, and I want to know everything I possibly can. And that, to me, broke my heart because there's so many people that have put their you know, lives on the line for this country. And, yeah, he wore the uniform for a while, but he did not see combat, as far as I know. That's very disturbing. And, you know, for the millions of people that have served, worn the uniform, whether you're law enforcement, first responder, or military, dude, I'm telling you, this is a big no-no when you're talking about, you know, taking credit for something that you did not achieve or did not do. The other thing, have you seen this video, speaking of Tim Walz, have you seen the video from COVID days where they were walking around, the law enforcement was walking around with paintball guns, and they were screaming at people to get back inside after curfew. Did you see this?
I don't know if I've seen that video. I read something about it online, and he did have some crazy COVID restrictions in Minnesota, including a call-in line where you could rat on your neighbor. I mean, I think Sam Page tried something like that.
Wow.
They wanted you to report people that were violating COVID rules, right? I mean, it's important only because, and I'll say this about the stolen valor thing too. I didn't serve. I respect the fact that he did serve. That's fine. But there's no reason to lie about it. Tell me you served. I'm going to thank you for being a vet. But there's no reason to blow that out of proportion. These are stories people need to know about. The mainstream media is not covering it, Bo, and that's the problem. The mainstream media is not covering that. They're not covering the fact that he was friends with some crazy Muslim cleric up there in Minneapolis, and now he denies that they were friends, but there's sound of him praising the guy not all that long ago. And these are all things that should have been vetted by the Harris administration, and they weren't. So
I'll just throw this out there. You got to keep your head on a swivel during this election. Listen to everything you can. And most importantly, no matter what you want to vote, just make sure you vote. I read in Jefferson County for the primary vote that we had, 25% showed up. It's like, no, Americans, you need to get out and you need to vote. I don't care what your politics are. Just vote.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think it was 30, I think maybe 30% in St. Charles County or St. Louis County.
When they finally got to counting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, hey, we'll get a chance, you know what, at an event coming up, Shoot for the Vets. Maybe go to that event. Maybe you can ask them, how's that stolen valor thing set with you?
Yeah, that's a good point. There'll be a lot of veterans there. We're going to talk about that up next. You're going to get a chance to get outdoors and support veterans and enjoy the shooting sports at a clay shoot coming up at the end of September. All the details straight ahead on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Pew, pew.
All right, 10-4, Big Ben, what's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy, we're going to back on out here, so keep the buttons off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. Welcome back. So glad you're with us. Bo Matthews, Carl Middleman here along with me this weekend. And always great time to talk about the shooting sports. You know how much we love it here on Second Amendment Radio. And I just went out and participated in a fantastic shoot last weekend at St. Louis Skeet and Trap. And it was for the Glenn Markway Foundation for Leukemia and Lymphoma. We raised a lot of money. And I have to tell you, Bo, you and I went out there that day, and you beat me by one bird on the sporting clays.
What was your number?
And I just had my best shoot ever out there the other day. I got a 67.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
I was pretty proud. But, of course, the guys I was shooting with, they were all really good, and he kind of put the pressure on me a little bit. And anyway, it was a lot of fun. I love sporting clays. I love when it's for, particularly when it's for a good cause and you can go out and enjoy yourself. And there is a shoot for the vets coming up here, and raising money for veterans and showing appreciation for them. And it's hosted by the St. Louis Gateway Area Chapter of the Safari Club International. We have Dave Stokes with us. He's president of the Safari Club. And Dave, welcome into the show. How are you?
Very good. Just clarification of a local chapter of the Safari Club International. So,
Yes,
Safari Club International is kind of a worldwide organization that protects the hunting rights of hunters. And again, they're kind of the organization is based on a lot of local chapters, all kind of doing good work around the community and things like that. So,
I love it. So maybe give us some background on that. How did you get involved in the Safari Club, and what are you guys doing locally?
Let's see. I've kind of been involved in the local chapter for about 13 years. Become the president in about the 12th year. So I've been the president for 12 years now. And what we do around the community is we host events, you know, monthly or kind of maybe monthly every other month, something like that, where we get together and talk about hunting related items. You know, we just have social nights, things like that. Like for the shoot for the vets, it's one of our events we put on each year. The purpose of it is to provide kind of a fun day. We do sporting clays, shoot in the morning, we have lunch, prizes, things like that, and then have another shoot in the afternoon. It's just basically it's to have a fun day for shoot the vets. The vets get to shoot for free, and non-veterans they end up paying some money towards that. What we do is we go out and gather, you know, a bunch of sponsors and to put this thing on. And then what we do is if there's any money left over after the day, we then donate that to a place called Camp Hope, which is down in Farmington, Missouri. And what they do then is they provide hunting opportunities to severely disabled vets. I mean, they've got wheelchair capabilities and other amenities to help out veterans that are having difficulties. So, and that was kind of the main goal. We, you know, it just because you were in the military, you know, we didn't really, they don't really kind of cater to them. They cater to the veterans that need some extra help, you know, with some fun stuff and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Stokes, Bo here. Camp Hope is a great organization. They've been around for a long time and they keep improving. So thanks for raising money for them. Before we go any further, I want to know what your best number is out in the sporting clay world. Mark said he hit a 60 what?
67 this past weekend.
Look at you. Is that your best ever?
That's my best ever. It's a challenging sport, man. I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, just for the record, you may beat me on a good day. So that is, you know, I'm not the best of shots. But I like doing it. And, you know, kind of so busy with this with the event, I don't get to shoot at this event. But people have a really good time at it. I mean, this would be about our sixth year of doing this now. And we have a lot of people that basically say, hey, send me an email when next year's coming and I'll get you signed up. And we actually had people this year kind of pushing us before we even got the thing set up and ready to roll. They were already wanting to get signed up for this thing. So it's kind of getting out around. I mean, we get about 125 shooters to come to this thing. And our max is about 200. That's what, you know, we can't handle than 200. But
just as a quick reminder, it's at Nilo Farms over in Brighton, Illinois, coming up Saturday, September 28th. So you still got plenty of time to sign up for it. Tell me a little bit about Nilo Farms. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, yeah, Nilo Farms is a, I believe, Winchester is the company that owns Nilo Farms.
Okay.
And they've kind of been a big sponsor helping this thing. They actually donate, they're willing to pay for so many veterans to shoot in this thing. And then year after year, they've done this. So they've been a nice help in putting this thing on. But Nilo, it's located over in Brighton, Illinois, and it's about probably 35-minute drive from St. Louis area, 45 minutes, something like that. And they basically have a sporting clay shoot. They train hunting dogs over there, and they actually I believe do they have hunts in the late fall, early winter. You know, I believe you can actually go over there and have pheasant hunt or quail or chucker or something like that. And but they've worked with us for about 6 years now, and we enjoy going over there.
And just to give people a little bit of background, that is, or an idea geographically, for those of you not familiar with it, Brighton is just north of Godfrey, which is just north of Alton there. So if you've been on the River Road, you've been in the general ballpark. So it's not a long drive, and it's helping out veterans. And I love the fact that you're putting this on. I think that's fantastic. And I mean, what kind of turnout have you had a full shoot in the past?
No, we've been anywhere from about 125 to about 150 shooters.
Okay,
and it's about two-thirds veterans, one-third non-veterans. You know, the non-veterans, you know, they like the day too. So, I mean, they end up having to pay full price, but the veterans get to shoot for free. We have lunch there for everyone, and it could be anywhere from chicken to barbecue to hamburgers, stuff like that. But basically, again, this is provided, it's put on by sponsors, and this year's big two platinum sponsors for us is Foam Supply Insulation and Winchester. I mean, they're the two people that have stepped up to help fund this thing, and we're still looking for more sponsors. Put a plug in for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course.
And again, like I say, this is not a fundraiser for the chapter. This is basically, you know, the main purpose is to put a fun day on for the veterans. And then with money left over, we give that to Camp Hope, and they use it to help the veterans with hunting opportunities in the fall and the spring.
Yeah, I love that. David Stokes is our guest on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Real quick, you mentioned you have a registration begins at 7:30, shooting begins at 8:30, but you're going to do an afternoon shoot. Now, when I do poker bashes, you know, people get knocked out, and then they move and do like a little private game to the side. Is that the kind of setup, or is it actually two flights of people going out to shoot?
It's actually two flights of people going out to shoot. The morning is the big time. I mean, we actually sell out. We can have 100 in the morning and 100 in the afternoon. And last year we did sell out the 100 in the morning. And then, but it's a, you know, just a second opportunity for people to, you know, who don't want to get up so early and hunt and do their shoot in the afternoon. So no poker in between or anything like that.
Yeah, no kidding. So just quickly, what's the best way if somebody is listening to this right now, and maybe they're driving or whatever, and what's the best way for them to sign up? Is there a easy web address they can go to, Dave?
Yeah, our website is www.gatewayfci.org, and there you can find, you know, there's a tab with events on it and possibly even on the main, I think it's even on the home screen, is a button you can click on that will take you and let you get signed up.
All right, gatewaysci.org, gatewaysci.org, and that's a good way to get out there and show your support for veterans at this sporting clay shoot. Again, it's September 28th. It's on a Saturday, rain or shine, but we're hoping for good weather here. Still plenty of room left if you want to take part in this and support the veterans up at Nilo Farms in Brighton, Illinois. Dave Stokes, thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to have you on here today. And I found out about this through a good friend of mine, Bo, named Dr. Stephen Crawford, who's a great sportsman and loves to shoot. And he's part of this safari club, and he reached out. So a shout out to him as well for his efforts in helping put this on.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is this is a Saturday event, right? The 28th is a Saturday. Most charity events for, like, golf clubs and, you know, for golf tournaments and things usually happen on, like, a Monday or a Tuesday.
I know.
And so this is actually going to be nice. Are you thinking about road tripping?
I don't know. I might have to look into that. And
let's compare calendars.
Yeah, we will do that. I'll check and see what we got going on, because I think that'd be a lot of fun. Plus, you got to try to beat my 67 that I got the other day, don't you? I know what you're thinking.
I'm on it, baby. I'm on it.
Hey, what do we got coming up on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors there, Bo?
Okay, well, you know, the ATF is the ATF, and when I saw there was an event called Illinois Deer and Beer Fest, I thought, oh, that's perfect for Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. So we're going to talk to Cole Thompson coming up next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
I love it. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. It is, it's the weekend. Everybody's thinking about getting outdoors. I know a lot of us are thinking about the fact that hunting season, fall hunting season, is just around the corner. Whatever that's going to be for you, probably deer hunting for me at some point. Bo, in the meantime, will be taking pictures of the large buck that lives on his property and won't let me shoot it. But besides that, what do you think, Bo?
You know I'm going to do that. I just need to know if your new neighborhood has as many deer as your old neighborhood. We'll have to find that out this fall.
For sure. Not yet. Not that I can tell.
Okay, good. All right. This segment is proudly brought to you by Razorback Armory in De Pere. They're on Manchester Road. It's right next to the tennis store. Everybody sees that first. If you go in there and meet Jesse and Brad, you're going to love these guys. Any questions? You want to suppress a firearm? You want to buy a firearm? You want to sell a firearm? You want to refurbish a firearm? Razorback Armory. Go to RazorbackArmory.com. All right, Cole Thompson is our guest on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, and this is kind of Second Amendment and the Great Outdoors combined with the Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. And I thought, man, what an event this is going to be. Bloomington, Illinois, a couple-hour drive from the St. Louis area, but you know what? why not? It's summertime, so Cole, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good, man. This event came across my desk, and I thought, man, I gotta talk to somebody about this. Is this this isn't the first ever, is it, or is it?
It's not. No, actually, I started it in 2019, so just before COVID.
Good American. Yeah. Tell us about it.
Oh, man, it's, you know, it kind of started off as just, you know, a simple sporting goods expo over in Bloomington, and it's just kind of blossomed since then. It's grown. We started off in one building with about 50 vendors, and I think this year we got three buildings full of over 200 vendors. So, I mean, it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. We've added a lot to it. I started off as just a simple expo, and it's kind of gone into now we've added competitions. Big buck contests, archery contests. We got a country music concert going on with Heath Sanders, Sadie Bass, and a few others.
Wow.
It's a good time.
It's a destination. Now, I've obviously been through Bloomington Normal a number of times on my way to Chicago. It looks like, I mean, for most people from the St. Louis area, it's a two-hour drive or so. Not too bad. But this is, right? This is coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of this month.
Yep, that's right.
And where did you get this idea to do this? Because you've turned it into one of these like festivals, kind of like Kid Rock is doing around the country. And this is a one and done per year. But where did you come up with this idea?
Oddly enough, I've had the idea for 10 years. But I own a sporting goods store in Champaign, and I used to do it just on a really small scale, just with my customer base. And I just kind of grown it every year and just kind of changed it up a little by little, and here we are. You know,
yeah,
this year I do have Michael Waddell. Michael Waddell will be in attendance all weekend this year, and we do a huge door prize giveaway. We do $100,000 of door prize merchandise.
Wow!
Giveaways. Yeah, we got PSC Archery. They sponsor our show. They give us 25 bows to give away. We're giving away 15 crossbows. We're giving away a $4,000 hunting blind, and I mean hundreds and hundreds of other items.
Wow! And what is it? What does it cost? Anything to get? What's it cost to get in the door? Anything?
$10.
$10. That's
$10 for the average person. $5 for any first responders or veterans. Kids 12 and under are free to get in, and we have free youth activities all weekend. We do hoverball archery for kids, archery tag, so kids can actually. They can take bows with foam-tipped arrows and go battle each other in a little obstacle course. That's a blast. Kids love that. Some BB gun ranges. So they can learn how to shoot a BB gun and learn archery and all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
So kids 12 and under are free and free to have fun all weekend.
I love that. And, you know, it is a family event. You know, because this is your event, if you don't mind me asking, Cole, how many people do you draw? I mean, you probably get some information from the people that come to this event in the years past. Are you pulling in from St. Louis quite a bit? Because we'd like to send as many as we can.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a quick two-hour drive, you know. there's definitely a fair amount. And we're reaching – I got people coming from Kansas, from Michigan, from Iowa, from Wisconsin.
Wow.
I got people come from all over the place. I have one of my vendors flying in from South Africa to be at the show. You know, so it's definitely it's a good one. It's a fun time.
Yeah, that I think that's that great because, you know, we have guests on here, Cole, all the time on our radio show talking about destination hunts and destination fishing camps. And I just got back from Alaska hunting, fishing for salmon, I should say, about a week ago. And that was a blast. This is a great opportunity because a lot of your booths, I'm sure, are like that, are people who are providing you with maybe an opportunity you've never thought of before.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's outfitters in the show. For fishing trips, for hunting trips, for, you know, hiking trips, if you want. And then there's the bulk of the vendors do have merchandise to sell. And there's lots of great deals through the show on just merchandise. I mean, we have one vendor, he comes in, he's a clearance center for sporting goods. And I mean, last year he was selling tree stands, brand new. He sold a semi's worth of tree stands for $75 a piece. He sold Rage broadheads for $20 a piece. I mean, he had trail cameras, cell cameras, four packs for $140. It was, he had some insane deals. People love that. So, I mean, there's lots of good reasons to come. I mean, it's not just to have fun. I mean, you're going to find good deals. You're going to win prizes. You're just going to enjoy yourself.
That's great. So I've got to ask, the title of the event is Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. Do you have a beer sponsor, or do you sell all kinds of beers because people want beer?
You know, we sell all kinds of beers, but I've always searched for a good beer sponsor, but I've never been able to line one out yet.
Wow.
I'm hoping one day for Stag, if that makes sense.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you probably got microbrews and everybody coming in there, right?
Yeah, we got the fairgrounds holds a liquor license, and they bring in a nice spread, and then they support a lot of local breweries, a lot of local microbreweries in the area.
Well, I think people need to check out Deer and Beer Fest 2024.expofp.com, I think it is. Google that, because you can look at the list of vendors that are going to be there. And man, Mark, just like you said, there are a ton of people from all over the place, and as everybody's trying to scratch that itch of getting out and deer hunting, get ready by doing this thing. I think it's fantastic. I've never been, and Mark, I think here's another road trip opportunity. Yeah, I'm just saying,
it looks like a possibility for sure. So, Cole, tell us what's your passion? Obviously, you run a sporting goods store. Are you a bigger fisherman than deer hunter? What do you like to do?
Oh, I love it all. You know, I grew up bow hunting. So I'm a bow hunter by heart, I suppose. Recently, over the last 5 years, I started elk hunting out west, and that has grown to be a true passion of mine with me and some friends. So me and my friends try to make an annual trip every year, actually just right after this show in September, and go out. And what I love, we do backpacking and archery hunts. And, I mean, we just get out there, no cell service, we're in the mountains, camping and chasing elk, and it's, there's nothing like it. I love it.
I'll bet. Have you ever heard of a guy named Ted Nugent?
Yeah.
So Bo just got back from a hog hunt at Nugent's property up in Michigan. You're going to be bow hunting next time, right, Bo Matthews?
Absolutely. And, you know, the funny thing about that is, the guys, so it was just me and a buddy of mine, Jim, the Big Onion. He and I road tripped up there, and the whole rest of the group of 10 people were from Central Illinois. And so there was a lot of talk about the differences of gun laws and things like that. But I'll tell you what, these guys were probably every bit from early 20s up to 65 years old. And the thing is, I never got their names or numbers or anything. I was like, dude, and we had a blast with them too, because, you know, Ted holds court. But I never did exchange information, so I'm thinking they're going to be at your event, the Deer and Beer Fest, and I might run into them there, because they were a great group. We just didn't make that connection, you know. I wanted to extend that conversation with these guys. One guy was law enforcement and he had just retired, so he was enjoying it. There's some good hunters in Illinois for sure, but good people too, and I'm sure they'll probably be up there.
Oh yeah, very likely.
Well, good. Cole, I tell you, why don't you give them the web address again, if people are interested in finding out the details and ticket and information and location.
Yeah, deerandbeerfest.com, and that's the base website. And through there, we have you mentioned the Expo FP website, which has our map of the show and the list of vendors. So that's located within my deerandbeerfest.com website.
Okay.
You can also find our social media through that website. We're on Facebook, where you can see a lot of I've been posting a lot of content about the vendors coming and the activities we're doing and things like that. Actually, I don't even think I mentioned that we're doing a 100% payout archery contest. So
nice.
all proceeds that are from shooters paid in are getting paid out in prizes.
Real quick, Cole, talk about the after party. I'm just looking at some of the artists that are going to be there. Are these national artists, local artists? What are they?
So Heath Sanders is pretty big. I think he's been at it for 3 or 4 years. He's got about 150,000 followers on Instagram. So he's doing, he's got a really good trajectory going. He's got some great music. I think his latest song is,
Raised on Red.
Raised on Red. Yeah, I was thinking Raising Red. Raised on Red. Yeah. It's a Great song, great music, great guy. Sadie Bass was actually just touring with Kid Rock, I think, in the last few weeks. So she was opening up for Kid Rock at some of his shows. We got Cody Christian. Cody Christian's out of Virginia. That guy is going to be somewhere someday. He's got a voice. He does some acoustics. He does some awesome, awesome music. He's been actually been at our show for the last 3 years. I love him. So I ask for him to come back every year. And then the first act, the opening act, is Gabriel Nemeth. And he's kind of a little local kid around here that's just got a voice that's out of this world, and he focuses on some real country music, you know, not so new age. And he's phenomenal too. So yeah, the after party is sponsored by Expedition Archery, and we're gonna have a crew. Michael Waddell will be out there partying. We're gonna be out there just having a good time after the show.
Cole, sounds like you enjoy it as much as the people that show up.
I really try to.
That's good, man. That's fantastic. Well, have a beer for us if we can't make it up there.
I will.
All right.
I'm going to work on you, Mark. I think we should do this.
Cole really Thompson do. With the Illinois Deer and Beer Fest that's coming up next weekend, the 23rd to the 25th. Cole, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Absolutely. Can't get better than deer, gear, and beer. And it's only about 2 hours from St. Louis proper if you want to get up there. Maybe a little over 2 hours. Depends on how fast you drive, Bo Matthews.
This is what this show does. We inform people. We suggest road trips. That's a trip on a tank, they call it, right? Just zip up, or trip on a charge, maybe is what I should say anymore. You know, it's how you do these things. Somebody suggested to you to go fish in Alaska, and you said, you know what? I'm going to pull that hook. I'm going to do that.
I did.
Or just like Carl, you know, which, of course, he's a veteran.
I love it. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. It is it's the weekend. Everybody's thinking about getting outdoors. I know a lot of us are thinking about the fact that hunting season, fall hunting season, is just around the corner. Whatever that's going to be for you, probably deer hunting for me at some point. Bo, in the meantime, will be taking pictures of the large buck that lives on his property and won't let me shoot it. But besides that, what do you think, Bo?
You know I'm going to do that. I just need to know if your new neighborhood has as many deer as your old neighborhood. We'll have to find that out this fall.
For sure. Not yet. Not that I can tell.
Okay, good. All right. This segment is proudly brought to you by Razorback Armory in De Pere. They're on Manchester Road. It's right next to the tennis store. Everybody sees that first. If you go in there and meet Jesse and Brad, you're going to love these guys. Any questions? You want to suppress a firearm? You want to buy a firearm? You want to sell a firearm? You want to refurbish a firearm? Razorback Armory. Go to RazorbackArmory.com. All right, Cole Thompson is our guest on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, and this is kind of Second Amendment and the Great Outdoors combined with the Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. And I thought, man, what an event this is going to be. Bloomington, Illinois, a couple-hour drive from the St. Louis area, but you know what? Why not? It's summertime, so Cole, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good, man. This event came across my desk, and I thought, man, I gotta talk to somebody about this. Is this this isn't the first ever, is it, or is it?
It's not. No, actually, I started it in 2019, so just before COVID.
Good American. Yeah. Tell us about it.
Oh man, it's it kind of started off as just a simple sporting goods expo over in Bloomington, and it's just kind of blossomed since then. It's grown. We started off in one building with about 50 vendors, and I think this year we got three buildings full of over 200 vendors. So I mean, it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. We've added a lot to it. I started off as just a simple expo, and it's kind of gone into now we've added competitions. Big buck contests, archery contests. We got a country music concert going on with Heath Sanders, Sadie Bass, and a few others.
Wow.
It's a good time.
It's a destination. Now, I've obviously been through Bloomington Normal a number of times on my way to Chicago. It looks like, I mean, for most people from the St. Louis area, it's a two-hour drive or so. Not too bad. But this is coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of this month.
Yep, that's right.
And where did you get this idea to do this? Because you've turned it into one of these like festivals, kind of like Kid Rock is doing around the country. And this is a one and done per year, but where did you come up with this idea?
I've had the idea for 10 years, but I own a sporting goods store in Champaign, and I used to do it just on a really small scale, just with my customer base. And I just kind of, grown it every year and just kind of changed it up a little by little. And here we are,
yeah.
This year I do have Michael Waddell. Michael Waddell will be in attendance all weekend this year. And we've actually, we do a huge door prize giveaway. We do $100,000 of door prize merchandise.
Wow.
Yeah. We got PSC Archery. They sponsor our show. They give us 25 bows to give away. We're giving away 15 crossbows. We're giving away a $4,000 hunting blind. And, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of other items.
Wow. And what does it cost anything to get? What's it cost to get in the door? Anything?
$10.
$10. That's
$10 for the average person, $5 for any first responders or veterans. Kids 12 and under are free to get in, and we have free youth activities all weekend. We do hoverball archery for kids, archery tags, so kids can actually take bows with foam-tipped arrows and go battle each other in a little obstacle course. That's a blast. Kids love that. Some BB gun ranges. They can learn how to shoot a BB gun and learn archery and all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
So kids 12 and under are free and free to have fun all weekend.
I love that. I love that. And, it is a family event. Because this is your event, if you don't mind me asking, Cole, how many people do you draw? I mean, you probably get some information from the people that come to this event in the years past. Are you pulling in from St. Louis quite a bit? Because we'd like to send as many as we can.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a quick 2-hour drive, there's a definitely a fair amount. I got people coming from Kansas, from Michigan, from Iowa, from Wisconsin.
Wow.
I got people come from all over the place. I have one of my vendors flying in from South Africa to be at the show. So it's definitely it's a good one. It's a fun time.
Yeah. That I think that's great, because we have guests on here, Cole, all the time on our radio show talking about destination hunts and destination fishing camps. And I just got back from Alaska hunting, fishing for salmon, I should say, about a week ago. And that was a blast. This is a great opportunity, because a lot of your booths, I'm sure, are like that, are people who are providing you with maybe an opportunity you've never thought of before.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's outfitters in the show. For fishing trips, for hunting trips, for, hiking trips, if you want. And then there's the bulk of the vendors do have merchandise to sell. And there's lots of great deals through the show on just merchandise. We have one vendor, he comes in, he's a clearance center for sporting goods. And I mean, last year he was selling tree stands, brand new. He sold a semi's worth of tree stands for $75 a piece. He sold Rage broadheads for $20 a piece. I mean, he had trail cameras, cell cameras, 4-packs for $140. He had some insane deals. People love that. There's lots of good reasons to come. I mean, it's not just to have fun. I mean, you're going to find good deals. You're going to win prizes. You're just going to enjoy yourself.
That's great. So I've got to ask, the title of the event is Illinois Deer and Beer Fest. Do you have a beer sponsor, or do you sell all kinds of beers because people want beer?
We sell all kinds of beers, but I've always searched for a good beer sponsor, but I've never been able to line one out yet.
Wow.
I'm hoping one day for Stag, if that makes sense.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you probably got microbrews and everybody coming in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The fairgrounds holds a liquor license, and they bring in a nice spread, and then they support a lot of local breweries, a lot of local microbreweries in the area.
Well, I think people need to check out Deer and Beer Fest 2024.expofp.com, I think it is. Google that, because you can look at the list of vendors that are going to be there. And man, Mark, just like you said, there are a ton of people from all over the place, and as everybody's, scratching it, trying to scratch that itch of getting out and deer hunting, get ready by doing this thing. I think it's fantastic. I've never been, and Mark, I think here's another road trip opportunity. Yeah, I'm just saying.
It looks like a possibility, for sure. So, Cole, tell us, what's your passion? Obviously, you run a sporting goods store. Are you a bigger fisherman than deer hunter? What do you like to do?
Oh, I love it all. You know, I grew up bow hunting, so I'm a bow hunter by heart, I suppose. I love, recently, over the last 5 years, I started elk hunting out west, and that has grown to be a true passion of mine with me and some friends. So me and my friends try to make an annual trip every year, actually just right after this show in September, and go out. And what I love, we do a lot of, backpacking and archery hunts, and I mean, we just get out there, no cell service, we're in the mountains, camping and chasing elk, and there's nothing like it. I love it.
I'll bet. Have you ever heard of a guy named Ted Nugent?
Yeah.
So Bo just got back from a hog hunt at Nugent's property up in Michigan. You're going to be bow hunting next time, right, Bo Matthews?
Absolutely. And, you know, the funny thing about that is, the guys, so it was just me and a buddy of mine, Jim, the Big Onion. He and I road tripped up there, and the whole rest of the group of 10 people were from Central Illinois. And so there was a lot of talk about the differences of gun laws and things like that. But I'll tell you what, these guys were probably every bit from early 20s up to 65 years old. And the thing is, I never got their names or numbers or anything. I was like, dude, and we had a blast with them, too, because, you know, Ted holds court. But I never did exchange information, so I'm thinking they're going to be at your event, the Deer and Beer Fest, and I might run into them there because they were a great group. We just didn't make that connection, you know. I wanted to extend that conversation with these guys. One guy was law enforcement and he had just retired, so he was enjoying it. There's some good hunters in Illinois for sure, but good people too, and I'm sure they'll probably be up there.
Oh yeah, very likely.
Well, good. So, Cole, I tell you, why don't you give them the web address again if people are interested in finding out the details and ticket and information and location?
Yeah, deerandbeerfest.com, and that's the base website. And through there, we have you mentioned the Expo FP website, which has our map of the show and the list of vendors. So that's located within my deerandbeerfest.com website. Okay. You can also find our social media through that website. We're on Facebook, where you can see a lot of I've been posting a lot of content about the vendors coming and the activities we're doing and things like that. Actually, I don't even think I mentioned that we're doing a 100% payout archery contest. So nice. All proceeds that are from shooters paid in are getting paid out in prizes.
Real quick, Cole, talk about the after party. I'm just looking at some of the artists that are going to be there. Are these national artists, local artists? What are they?
So Heath Sanders is pretty big. I think he's been at it for 3 or 4 years. He's got about 150,000 followers on Instagram. So he's doing, he's got a really good trajectory going. He's got some great music. I think his latest song is,
Raised on Red.
Raised on Red. Yeah, I was thinking Raising Red. Raised on Red, yeah. It's a great song, great music, great guy. Sadie Bass was actually just touring with Kid Rock, I think, in the last few weeks. So she was opening up for Kid Rock at some of his shows. We got Cody Christian. Cody Christian's out of Virginia. That guy is going to be somewhere someday. He's got a voice. He does some acoustics. He does some awesome, awesome music. He's been at our show for the last 3 years. I love him. So I asked for him to come back every year. And then the first act, the opening act, is Gabriel Nima. And he's kind of a little local kid around here that's just got a voice that's out of this world, and he focuses on some real country music, you know, not so new age. And he's phenomenal too. So, yeah, the after party is sponsored by Expedition Archery, and we're going to have a crew. Michael Waddell will be out there partying. We're going to be out there just having a good time after the show.
Cole, sounds like you enjoy it as much as the people that show up.
I really try to.
That's good, man. That's fantastic. Well, have a beer for us if we can't make it up there.
I will.
All right.
I'm going to work on you, Mark. I think we should do this.
Cole really Thompson do. With the Illinois Deer and Beer Fest that's coming up next weekend, the 23rd to the 25th. Cole, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Absolutely. Can't get better than deer, gear, and beer. And it's only about 2 hours from St. Louis proper if you want to get up there. Maybe a little over 2 hours. Depends on how fast you drive, Bo Matthews.
This is what this show does. We inform people. We suggest road trips. That's a trip on a tank, they call it, right? Just zip up, or trip on a charge, maybe is what I should say anymore. it's how you do these things. Somebody suggested to you to go fish in Alaska, and you said, you know what? I'm going to pull that hook. I'm going to do that.
I did.
And or just like Carl, you know, which of course he's a veteran going to Canada, but. You got to suggest to your friends, we're just sharing with you, to get off your butt and go do something.
Well, it's the week before Labor Day, so everyone else is traveling the week after that. You should travel the week before that.
Good opportunity,
That's right.
All right. That'll do it for us on this edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.